Coach, coming into the season, no Josh Gordon. The wide receiver position was kind of in doubt, and yet through three games, they have overachieved. What has been the secret to the success in that room?
The success, much like the rest of the offense and the rest of the team, is the people working hard at their job on a daily basis. There's no secret to it. These guys, the group we have, well, they don't have much valor in terms of where they were drafted, and what they do have working for them is that they all have a chip on their shoulder. They're trying to prove day in, day out that they belong in this league and that they deserve an NFL paycheck. So it's no real secret besides coming to work every day. And the number one thing with them is they don't think that they've had success yet. They think that there's plays that they could have made to win more ball games than one out of three. So there's no real secret. They're just doing who they are as human beings, which is hardworking individuals that are trying to maximize their potential.
And one of those guys, certainly Andrew Hawkins, comes in probably expecting to be, you know, second fiddle maybe to Josh Gordon, third fiddle behind to Jordan Cameron, and yet he's carrying this team 21 catches through 3 weeks. How impressed have you been with Hawk?
Very impressed. You know, a lot of people are getting to see what we saw in the spring and the summer with a guy that has had a chip on his shoulder from day one. So many people have told him he can't, and he knows that he can. And he, in game situations when we have big moments on the line, you know, that's one of the reasons why he has multiple third down conversions, is because he is really, it's not too big for him at all. It's not a surprise in the least. He's not surprised. He knew if given the opportunity, he would be able to maximize success, and I think he's done that.
Miles Austin's come in, battled some injuries the last few years, healthy now, been a force in the red zone, two red zone touchdowns. What do you think about what Miles has been able to do?
I'm very happy with Miles. He's continuing to grow within the offense. To, you know, he was in one system for an extended number of years, so this was a transition for him, and every week he's more on top of the game plan. And you're right, in the red zone he is a force to be reckoned with. It's difficult to cover a guy that's as big and subtly strong and has as good of end zone dances as he does, which are outstanding.
They are fantastic.
Yeah.
Taylor Gabriel, another undrafted guy in this wide receiver room you're working with. Big 70-yard catch last week. He seems to kind of be like a baby Hawk, a lot of speed. What are your thoughts on him and how he continues to develop?
It's awesome to see a guy that, you know, just this year we had a receiver dinner right in training camp, and we were trying to get him to have a steak, and he didn't know what a filet mignon was. That's how, you know, he is a guy that's truly an inspiring story. He was an undrafted rookie, not free agent, tryout.
Yeah, in rookie minicamp.
Right, he tried out, and he's going to continue to grow and grow as a player. You know, that in 3 or 4 weeks, hopefully that long catch of his is a touchdown. You know, but we're continuing to work with him. He's doing an outstanding job. He knows what's very impressive with him is he's coming from Abilene Christian in the professional football game, and he is playing all three positions. Our slot, our Z, and our X. He owns the whole playbook. He is an impressive individual that will continue to have success as long as he goes about his daily routine the way he has been thus far.
Travis Benjamin, typically been a specialist, getting some more time at wide receiver, had a touchdown week, won a 40-yard catch last week. What do you think about Travis's evolution as a receiver?
He's doing a really good job, to be honest. He's got some room to improve as much as everybody else, but he comes in and is exactly what we need him to be, is a player that can scare defenses but then operate within our offense, and that's what he's doing. He is showing that he can beat man coverage, which is very important in this league, as well as be able to utilize his skill sets, and that's run past everybody, which he's very adept at doing.
No question, a lot of speed. Now, one guy that intrigues a lot of people because he is 6'4", 220 pounds, Laron Bird. We haven't gotten to see him active yet in a game. Yeah. How's he doing in practice, and do you think we might see him here in the future?
Well, I think his with his skill set, you might see him any day now. It all depends on. There's a lot of moving parts in developing, your active 46. But he's done nothing to withhold himself from that. We've had some four good receivers really playing their butts off, and Marlon has been on top of his game and doing awesome stuff on special teams. So it's tough to be on the active. As far as Laurent's concerned, he's very, very locked into the playbook. You know, it's a tough thing coming in week one, being on the active roster and trying to learn something that people have been working on since the spring. So he's a very smart individual. I'm excited about what he can bring to the table. Like you said, his size, he's competitive, and he has that thing that the rest of the group does have as well, as they all want to be individually great. So
now this offense likes to go through the X receiver, at least historically. Josh mm-hmm. Gordon was going to be that guy. Mm-hmm. At least now you know when you get him back. Week 12 against Atlanta. Have you gotten to talk to Josh since he's been back in the building? And are you excited with the news that the suspension has been released?
Well, of course, yeah. I've talked to him, and I'm excited for our organization. I'm excited for him to have some finality and to know that he's going to play in 2014. Obviously, he's an unbelievable player, so we're excited. It makes me a better coach. It makes us a better offense. It makes us a better organization. When he's on the field, the number one thing with him is he's really, I think, as much as a 23-year-old kid could do, he is doing his best to make sure all of his ducks are in a row, and he's not going to let anybody down again. You know, this is important to him. He said it to me himself. He misses being with his teammates. That's something that people don't realize when you're in a routine of being a football player every year since you were 16. You're used to the team camaraderie, and that's the great thing that he gets to be back in the building and work with people. So I'm excited for him and excited for us. And hopefully he can, you know, do what he what all at the end of the day, all he wants to do is play football and maximize his potential. And hopefully he puts himself, he puts all his ducks in a row to do that moving forward.